Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Girls on the phone line, and I see my numbers in the chat room is building up now, so
We're definitely going to try to get it in, definitely try to get it popping, honey, and get all of the shit going on, honey, and get this motherfucking tea out of here, honey, because there's a lot of stuff that's been happening, honey, and we can definitely get it on the way, honey. I'm going to definitely right now try to find my legendary co-host, the legendary father, Rodney Limon, honey, and get him up here so I can find out exactly what happened at the Bull in Philadelphia, because I know I hear it with a lot of people in Philadelphia, so I need to know the tea on what happened in Philadelphia. But I do want to thank you girls for definitely on the phone lines, for definitely being here and definitely, holding on. You know, it says I was waiting for the host to call in, and I am here and I'm in the building, honey, but we're going to try to get Rodney on right now and find the tea. I don't know what's going on, but I'm going to try. Hold on. Okay. Hold on. Hold on. We're going to try to get right on this line.
Hi. Thanks for calling today. The number you have dialed has been disconnected, or...
Oh, I got the wrong number. Hold on. Hold on. I got the wrong number. I'm always doing that. I'm very ditzy when it comes to that. Hold on. Hello, Rodney.
What's going on?
What's going on? I'm so sorry I'm calling you so late. You know, I was straight from the board to the airport and been asleep, honey, and now we're here. We're live on the air. What's going on? How you doing?
I'm good. Just laying down. I was like, I know who's going to have one. Ready to take you out.
My daughter just came here. Everybody in the young land, y'all better thank Laomi, comment to Laomi, because baby Laomi just came in here and said, Mother Ace is supposed to be doing the show and woke me up, honey. Because I would have been asleep all night, honey. I was in the airport waiting for my flight for 4 hours and my flight was delayed and then I finally got home and got here and all types of shit, honey. We're in the building. But we're here now. So what's going on? How was Philadelphia? I seen the crowd. It was a cute crowd.
Yes, it was. It was a nice crowd. excuse me. I got there on Friday, actually. And we went to First Fridays at Shampoo. Had a great time. I was hanging out with the Blonics, Econ, and Poison, and Lady. Riding around with them, they showed me a good time, you know, sipping on the syrup all night. And then after that, we went to the Breakfast Club. Of course, it was crowded. A lot of people was in the building from out of town. So I figured that, you know, the ball was definitely going to be a little festive, a little crowded. Some of the people that was at the BC actually wasn't at the ball, so I was kind of surprised about that one. But it still was a nice crowd. You had the Prodigies, the Garcons, the LaCroix, Prestigious, Ebony's, Milan's, Evisu's, Herrera's. The people were definitely in the building. Yeah.
I know that's right. The girls are in the building.
I want to say Alvernian, I was, you know, standing around, you know, monitoring, looking around, different stuff like that, because I wasn't judging. Somebody else from my house was judging, so I was, you know, looking around, observing different things. Did like the trophies. The other years were like little plates, engraved plates. He did have all the money in the envelopes for the categories. So I will vouch for that. I even asked them, you know, saying, let me see this, brother. Let me see this. Because, you know, when they call in and try to read or say something, I'll be, you know, at your defense for whatever reason it needs to be, you know. So he did definitely have the money in the envelopes for all the categories. And
I know, that's right.
Yeah.
He had his coins, honey. He had his coins. Because the girls were saying it was about to be a wedding party, but he had his coins. Oh, that's right. Oh, so who were some of the people? Who were some of the people that won the of the year categories?
I will do a few of the ones I remember. My house and other people. I'll start with what I remember from the Ebonies. Opie won Indiana's Finest. Fatty won Ohio's Finest. I'm gonna get off. I'm just going around and around now. Larry won Kentucky's Finest. I won DC's Finest. Eric won New York's Finest. So congratulations to him. North Carolina's Finest was Lawrence Ebony. South Carolina's Finest was Econ Blahnik. I don't remember Philly. Also, Father of the Year was Man Prodigy. And Mother of the Year was Kiana Visu. Statement of the Year was Neil Chanel. Legend of the Year was myself. Icon of the Year was Man Prodigy. House of the Year was Evisu. Butch Realness of the Year was Kareem Prodigy. Thug Realness of the Year was Neil Chanel. All American Runway of the Year was Savion Milan. Legendary Realness of the Year was myself.
What?
Yeah, we was going back and forth that night where there was battling like Atlanta. Let me see, legendary. I can't remember. That's all I can remember for right now. Brian Argo was Old Way of the Year.
I know, that's right. Well,
I can't remember who was voting.
So, the ball of Philly was definitely good, honey. It was definitely cute, honey. I don't know to you girls out there, honey. I just tried to put in, a few minutes ago while Rodney was talking, to put in an extra hour so we can have the extra hour that we missed, because I do have to promote everybody's commercials that was played and everything. But, honey, it's a lot of stuff that's been happening, a lot of things that happened this week, you know, honey, that I need to talk to Rodney about, honey. I want to talk about the incident with Kennedy LaCroix and Mother Nicole Khan, now Mother Free Agent, honey. I want to talk about that incident that happened, and I want to talk about Nicole and Miss Beverly no longer being in the House of Khan also. But on that note, I have two commercials, honey. I'm going to play the two commercials, girls. So I am your girlfriend. Text your girlfriend and let them know that we are definitely live and we are on the air, honey. Get in the chat room. Get on the phone lines, because we're going to get this motherfucking drama started. So first, I'm going to play the House of LaCroix commercial, and then after the House of LaCroix commercial, it'll be the North Carolina Awards Bowl commercial, honey, and then we got to come back and we got to get the madness and the drama started. And I'm going to tell you about all the motherfucking Detroit Lions, Miss Thing in Detroit, that wanted to attack me this weekend, honey. So girls, hold your britches, because this is going to be a motherfucking show.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling. La Croix, sweetie. La Croix. La Croix, sweetie. La Croix. Sweetie.
Darling, you are a fabulous, wonderful outfit.
check one. And remember, I've known you longer than your daughter.
Chamber's all right for you, Pat.
Lovely, sweet.
Should we finish off the blue, or should we have some smoked salmon and nibbly things?
Or whatever, sweet.
All right, we'll finish off the blue.
La croix,
the House of Christian LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix, March 19th. Location, the Skateland of Richmond, 5512 Hall Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, Jay Manila Blahnik, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Lalore. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Fem Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Bush Queen's Team Realness, $100. Fem Queen performance, $200. Bush Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dressed House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, sweetie. LaCroix.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the third annual Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend statements and stars begin at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Save $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. The Mooresville National Guard Armory, 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Siren, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500. Mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Vogue Femme, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500. Runway as a house, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker. 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way. 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway. Female figure, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Female figure face, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Big girl, triple threat, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Female figure realist, 2 trophies, 1 cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European Runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen realist with a twist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen face, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Pretty Boy Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Executive Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen Plug Realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. The third annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't ever want it.
Okay, we are live on the show, honey. And I'm giving the legendary Nicole on the phone line, so please definitely hold on, because we about to get this show off and motherfucking popping here tonight. What's going on? I just spoke with the lady.
But hey. Kelly, I was confirmed
yes.
by the commercial was on that the two that you call ex-cons are definitely still cons.
Are they still cons?
Yes, and you know who my source is. He say they are still
yes.
cons.
Oh, they're still cons. Okay. Well, Nicole, I don't know what's going on with Nicole's phone. She just called me on my house phone and told me to call her, and I definitely tried to call her. Well, it's definitely confirmed. They are still cons. Let me try to get her on my other line, honey, because... or her other line, because I don't know what's going on with this damn phone. Hold on, this is her calling me on my other line. Let me try to get her on my other phone.
The person you have called is unavailable right now. Please try again later.
God. Hold on, Roddy, hold on.
La persona que usted ha llamado no está disponible en este momento. Por favor, intente de nuevo más tarde.
Message 2.
Yes, I'm here.
Switch 005.
Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Rodney?
Yes.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Rodney, are you there?
Yes. You can't hear me?
Hello? Yeah, okay, I can hear you now. Hold on, I can hear you now.
Okay.
Hold on, I'm trying to get hold of line. I don't know what's going on, but we have a couple of callers. Hold on, private caller, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller? Private caller? Okay, I have no time to play games tonight. The next call I have is 224-766. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Well, since Rodney confirmed it already, I was going to let you know that he was not a free agent. He was a 007.
Oh, yes. Excuse me. Sorry. Sorry. Oh, hold on. Here we go. Here she goes. Here she goes right here. So, Tyala, you stay right there. You don't go no motherfucking way because you was in Detroit. You stay right there. Hold on.
Hey, hello to the whole panel. Who's on the panel?
Good evening, Nicole. This is Rodney.
It's the legendary Father Rodney Milan and the legendary Tyana Milan and myself.
Hi, Tyana. Hi, Rodney.
Hey, Nicole.
What's up? What's going on? What's your topic for tonight?
We are here. Oh, well, girl, we was recapping the ball in Philly, honey. We was recapping the ball in Philly before I go into Detroit, honey, because Detroit was some teasing. It was a mess, honey. And I heard that you had got into it with Kennedy and at the ball, and then I also heard that that you were stripped of your title, but then Rodney got the blue phone confirmed that it is not true, Miss Thing, that y'all are still in the House of Karma and y'all are not going anywhere.
Well, let me explain. I can say that for myself and for everyone that has or any other further rumors that would be brought out about me or anything about the House of Khan. It's not true. I'm not going anywhere. We had a dispute. It's done, and that's that. It's not. Now, Kennedy, that's my sister, and we had a disagreement also, but I also spoke to her, and we got that together as well. But I'm still the overall East Coast Mother Khan, and I'm not planning to be anything else. So if I got my
okay.
strip or something, I would be leaving the ballroom. So that was not happening.
Oh, okay. Well, I know that's right, honey. Work it on out, honey. Work it out, honey. Well, since you're writing it on the phone, honey, and since that tea is not true anymore, honey, because, you know, it happened last night, but it's fixed tonight, honey. I like that, honey. You gotta say kudos, James. I know you out there listening. I love it when you work, honey. I love it, James. I love it, James. Two snaps and a finger, honey. I'm the motherfucking head nigga in motherfucking charge.
She's
falling off. Yes. But, baby, honey, let me and Tyana get into Detroit, baby, because I know that the girls, the phone lines is going to definitely call in. And anybody out there that's IMMT about the Philadelphia Bowl, If you can't call in here yourself, please have one of your girlfriends call in here because you're eyeing me a lot of tea and y'all reading Jay and reading different things that happen at the function. If you can't call in yourself because somebody's going to clock your voice, definitely feel free to have one of your girlfriends call in with one of their fake voices and definitely call in. Because I'll read little things that happen at the ball, but I'm not going to actually sit here and actually bash somebody. And because, you know, the girl's going to think it's coming from me. But, you know, it couldn't come from me because I wasn't really at the function, so I couldn't really say it. But I want you girls to call in here and say it yourself. Or have one of your girlfriends call in and say it for you. Feel free to definitely press 1 and definitely come up here and say whatever you have to say about Jay on the microphone at the function. You know, it's an open format. It's for you.
It's Jay because Jay Herrera was there, too.
So yeah, maybe. So I'm definitely going to start with the two teams that played in the Super Bowl last night, Miss Day. I don't know why one of those teams wasn't out earlier, Miss Day, bitch. So those motherfucking Detroit Lions could have played in that Super Bowl last night, bitch. Because those motherfucking Detroit Lions, bitch. A fierce mistake. I'm not even gonna start with the motherfucking the award board that happened on Saturday. I'm gonna start with the rubble last night. Cause the rubble last night it was only 100 people at the rubble last night. But the rumble was so motherfucking hot last night, bitch. Tyana, you missed it, honey. You should have been in town. Because those Detroit Lions tail end mistake that wanted to attack me last night at the function, mistake, girl.
Again?
I was just gagging. Yeah, girl, again, sister. They wanted to attack me again last night, sister. You know, it wasn't that many girls in there. The categories was going really quick, mistake. And so the girls was getting into the categories and things because they was going so quick last night. So we get to the function, mistake, and so I already know from the night before at the awards ball, you know, from me handing it to those motherfucking Detroit Lions for the realness category, I already knew and told Jack not to put me on the other panel on Sunday because, you know, I wanted to come out and play with the girl because I knew they was going to want to come out and play, you know, because I was chopping them on Saturday. Well, baby, they called Fem Queen Realness, baby. And so Jack counted down to about 3, Miss Thing, and none of the girls was coming out, Miss Thing. So, you know, I was at the door collecting the coins, honey. So since I was at the door collecting the coins and nobody was coming out, I got up from the door and had Mother Laomi sit down for a minute and told her to watch the door and came out and walked Realness. And so lo and behold, when I came out and walked Realness, the whole motherfucking ball came the fuck out to Luke Realness last night, sister. All
wow.
those Detroit Lions tail end came out and said that I came out for that category, bitch. They stormed that category, bitch, and everybody came out, and all the girls got their tails, we say, when they all shouldn't, like they shouldn't on Saturday. And so then Jack gave the right, okay, now we about to tear the girls off to battle. So, you know, I already knew that the girls was coming out and the girls wanted a piece of me this day. So when he said we're going to tear the girls off to battle, I just stepped to the middle of the floor and said, I turned back, bitch, and I had the motherfucking tail end, the wide receiver, the motherfucking offensive lineman was standing behind me, bitch, and they was ready to battle this day. I turned around and I said, hold on, fellas. Y'all can all have me one by one, Miss Day, honey. Yes, Miss Day, the fellas wanted me, girls, honey. When I tell you, those niggas wanted me, honey. And I can say, honey, y'all can have me one by one, honey. And it was a kiki, Miss Day, baby. I cannot wait for Jack to pick up the motherfucking clip from the realness category, Miss Day, because I was reading those niggas, Miss Day. And after it was over, Miss Day, I sat down one child. Then they let Mother Pendarvis, Miss Day, sit me down, Miss Day, with all those motherfucking brothers on her neck, Miss Day. Then
oh,
I
wow.
sit me down, Miss Day. So then we went to the back, Miss Day. And so I'm talking to Janice in the back, and I'm telling Janice what happened, and we're reading and everything. And so those fellas came, and they were telling me how, you know, they lived their life as women and all of this quagga 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 quagga. And I have to let those fellas know to say, Well, baby, y'all live in Detroit, baby. I live in New York, Mustang. There's no public transportation in motherfucking Detroit, Mustang. So y'all could live your life as a woman, Mustang. But y'all niggas wouldn't cut it in New York. Yes, fellas. Yes, honey. So that's just why I was telling the fellas, and me and the fellas was reading and everything. And you know, fellas gave me, you're not going to come to my state and give quacka quad, quacka quad. I need to make bitch, I don't know what state I'm in, bitch. I'm still going to say what the fuck I got to say. And baby, and they wanted to attack me. Security had to get the girls, Mustang. They was at me, bitch, and I was ready, Mustang. Two nights in a row, girls, the girls in Detroit wanted to attack the East Coast mother, Mustang, because East Coast went to the big mess, honey, and wet the girls and was chopping the girls and everything, and they wanted to attack me, honey. How you doing, Mustang? But I had fun, Mustang. And I think all the girls in Detroit, Mustang, all the girls that's in Detroit, Mustang, besides the Detroit Lions, they came up to me and gave me my life, Mustang, and everything, and told me they was glad that I came to Detroit, Mustang, and put those fellas together, Mustang, and was chopping the girls again. I want to thank all of y'all for giving me all that life, Mustang, because they said the girls don't come out there and be chopping the girls, Mustang, because the girls be intimidated because it's Detroit. Well, bitches, I want to let y'all motherfucking fellas know something. I'm not intimidated by anybody, bitch. I don't know fuck what state I go to, bitch. And you ain't motherfucking real. You ain't real, bitch. And I'm going to motherfucking call it as I motherfucking see them, or call a spade the motherfucking spade. So fellas, bitch, when you see me on the panel, you better be motherfucking scared to walk if you ain't the motherfucking category when I come to motherfucking Detroit, because I don't give a fuck how many fucking bitches you beat and ran up out of motherfucking Detroit and took their motherfucking money and took all their motherfucking shit and beat them. I'm not that type of boy, fellas. Yeah, but girl, Detroit was, when I tell y'all, Rodney, I was so mad that Alverdi and that they both happened to be on the same day. I would have loved for everybody else to come out there because the awards ball was so jam-packed. I want to thank everybody that came out to the awards ball for J-Neese. The awards ball was so packed, it was no standing room. I came out for Legend Statement of the Stars, and I wanted to really carry. You couldn't really carry because it was so packed in there, and the girls was crowded the runway. Mother Leone Mizrahi was her first time in Detroit. This thing came out and destroyed Legend Statement of the Stars for the girls. It was so packed in the awards, boy. It was fabulous. When y'all got out the Royal in Philly, I think it was 1 o'clock, and when y'all got out the Royal in Philly, I was still in my hotel room. I didn't leave my hotel room until about 1:30, 2 o'clock. And the ball went on from then until about 8:30 in the morning. And I really enjoyed myself and I really had fun. It was definitely like fucking packed. It was fucking amazing. And I had so much fun in Philadelphia. I got to see my sister Tiana. She dashed out on me. We were supposed to go to the casino on Sunday, and she dashed and went home.
It was a snowstorm, girl.
Baby, what kind of boy am I? They say, you know, I guess we got one of the girls in the room. They say, because they want to know what type of boy am I. You know, I'm just one of those conti ones. They say, hey, you know, how you doing? Hold on, I'm waiting for these. I guess we got one of the boys in the room, honey. I'm waiting for this line to come back up. I see we got some callers, honey. So I guess the show is about to take off, Miss Day. I got a Detroit caller, Miss Day. Maybe it's one of Detroit Lions, honey. Why y'all swallowing out like that?
I like the Detroit Lions.
Then y'all are falling out, honey. I'm trying. Y'all hold on to my caller. Just hold on. I'm waiting for my computer to you know, refresh back up, honey, and I'm definitely going to be coming and getting my callers, honey. I see I got a lot of callers, honey. The red phone is going off now, honey, so I guess I started some chaos and some controversy, honey, because the red phone is going off, honey.
Well, Kelly, while you got time in between the callers and different stuff like that, because Nicole and I were both at the ball, if you want to read some of the questions or comments that the people might have from the Philly Awards Ball, maybe Nicole and I can address those as we saw it, since they're scared to call in.
Okay. Well, go ahead. I put in for an extra hour. I don't know if it's going to work, but I definitely put in for one. So we gotta see if it works. Well, go ahead. Wait. Hold on. Let me get these callers out of the way before we do that. The next caller that I have, what the fuck is going on? It's 704-220. You're live on the air on the recap show. Are you there? What the fuck, honey? This Blog Talk is giving it to me tonight, honey. I need to get a confirm. Somebody want me to get a on my internet. I need to get a confirm or deny about Fatty Ebony. Now 007, is that true? Fatty, if you out there, you listening, I need to confirm whether or not it was just text to my red phone to take it up, put that on the airwaves, so I need to know what's the tea. This phone, go ahead, Rodney and Nicole, because this phone is, this switchboard is doing shows.
Okay, I'm going to address the one that asked you, Kelly, what kind of girl are you, what kind of boy are you? She just asked me why when Simpson was stopped by Tony, I was quiet as a church mouse. I'm never quiet. I asked Tony, why did he chop him? And he said he didn't see his status just yet. So your question is answered because I asked it. Thank you.
These girls, honey. Okay, we're working now. 704-220, you're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
Hi, everybody. How y'all?
Hello, how are you?
We're
doing great.
I'm fine. This is Mother Pendarvis from Detroit.
Hey.
Hi. Well, I'm going to explain this. I'm not this type of girl. I'm not no Carrie type of girl or anything. I have fun at the ball. One, I don't have bumps under my neck. Two, I don't carry the way that things have went down. It was just football, politics, and all fun. The way things happen, I have no control over nobody else's feelings. But me personally, I don't feel like no one will come into my city and say and bogart things the way that they do. And I feel like that was totally disrespectful. The way things was handled at the awards ball could have been handled a different way. If people would talk to people the way that they want people to talk to them, maybe girls wouldn't have got into it. It was a lot of shady things going on and things of that nature. And me, just personally, I really didn't care for it. But, no, it was nothing personal. It's just I always had the desire to battle Kelly. That was just me. We both big girls. And it happened at the Rumble. I didn't take nothing of it. I didn't want to fight. But at the same time, that was my mother. She really got into it. And just like any normal child, a child is going to stand next to their mother. And I did just that. But everything else,
I got said, like I said, hold on,
but Detroit do have public transportation, but I don't do it. I have a car, I have a mortgage, and I have a job, and I go to school. Real things in real life, that really matter to me.
Okay, and like you said, I'm a real bitch and I do real things, baby. Okay,
I said, baby.
I
never
knew. It was shade. And when I spoke up and I said what I said on Saturday for everybody that's out there and they're listening, when I spoke up and said what I said on Saturday, it was not me speaking up for one of my house members because the child they chopped and tried it with it. Well, not they.
The child she chopped and tried it was not in my house.
The child she chopped and tried it was in the house of cards. So I don't want anybody to think that I was speaking up.
Why are you so upset?
I don't want everybody to say that I was speaking up.
You don't have to yell, Kelly.
For my child.
Calm down. Calm down. Calm down.
Who is this calling my red phone, honey?
That's crazy.
I don't want anybody to say nothing. That's crazy. I'm gonna talk. Baby, honey, you see, this is what I'm talking about with the Detroit Lions, Miss Baby. So aggressive.
Exactly. I'm the one that's sexual. You the legend. I'm not a legend. I'm a pure nobody out here compared to what y'all call yourself.
Mistake, baby.
That's
you
crazy.
Go, baby.
Like, I told you yesterday. Like, I told you yesterday when I clapped your titties, when I measured your back, and I looked you in your face and called you a man. You still a man. You still a man. You still a boy. You're always a boy. You shape like one. You look like one. You sound like one. I don't know why the girl's scared of you.
Every animal has a day, honey. Hello? Because I'm not gonna sit here and argue back. I'm not gonna sit here and argue back and forth with these animals, Mistake. I'm really not, Mistake. Like I was saying, Mistake, when I was rudely interrupted, I don't want anybody to think that's out here listening on the radio, honey. I don't want anybody to think that what I said on Saturday that I was defending one of my children, Mistake, that football player tried to whip, Mistake. And if anybody has the tape from the awards ball or a clip from the realness category, the child I spoke up for was not a Mizrahi. The child was in the House of Cards. And that football player had the nerve to chop that motherfucking child for motherfucking realness when that calm little girl, Mistake, was about 5'3", Mistake, and was real as motherfucking rain, bitch, and they chopped that motherfucking child for motherfucking realness, Mistake, and then let that ugly-ass motherfucking pink dog, this motherfucking child, come right behind her, Mistake, that was an ugly-ass motherfucking 8, Mistake, that standing at 6 motherfucking 3, Mistake, get her motherfucking tooth over that motherfucking car, child. And Tiana was on the motherfucking judge's handle also. It was motherfucking shade on that motherfucking car, child, to let that ugly-ass child come right behind her and get motherfucking tears. That's why I spoke up and I said something, because those motherfucking fellas was fucking trying it. Now, Tiana, correct me if I'm right or if I'm wrong.
You're right. It was the con that you was defending.
Okay, that motherfucking child was real as rain, and that motherfucking nigga that was just on the phone chopped that motherfucking child. So let's talk about global politics, and let's talk about being fair, and let's talk about being motherfucking real, bitch. That's what we motherfucking talking about, bitch. Please. I give two fucks about a motherfucking fella winning over me at a motherfucking ball, because at the end of the motherfucking day, anybody that knows me outside of the ballroom scene knows that I come outside and I walk through the streets of Harlem, Brooklyn, or the motherfucking Bronx, bitch, here in a ponytail, wash motherfucking face. I don't wear motherfucking makeup, bitch, okay? I don't drive a motherfucking car, bitch. I take public transportation. I'm with real society every motherfucking day. So, girls, please don't feel it on my motherfucking time. And yes, I am capable of getting a car and being able to drive around, but what's the point of being real, Miss Thing, if you can't blend in with society? And that fella just doesn't, okay? Hold on. I have another caller. And my next caller is 313-425. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
Hi, this is Chi Chi.
Okay,
not yet, and I'm not a Pendavis. I'm an Ebony. I'm an ex-Ebony. Thanks. I don't know why you are so mad. Like, why are you mad? It's no point for you to be mad. It's a bar. That's the first thing. Second thing, the little girl that they chopped, she should have got chopped. And my whole thing was, if you felt like I wasn't real, you set your manly ass up there, and you gave me my 10. So, therefore, if you felt like I wasn't real, you should have chopped me. So, therefore, I knew right then and there it was some shade. You can't take the big girls, but I see why you can't take them, because you're big as hell with a big-ass back. Flat the fuck out. You sound like a man, and you will never, ever look like a girl, Kelly. I don't understand why you think you look like a girl. You fat. You fat and you're bald.
I'm loving you, girls.
Yeah,
you know, I'm not gonna. Yeah, you know, I sat there.
Nah.
I sat through it, and I let that fella say what he had to say, Mistake. Well, now we have to place that fella back on hold, Mistake. Like I said, Mistake, bitch. And I repeat again, like I said at the Rumble, Mistake, and like I said at the motherfucking Detroit Award for Mistake. I don't give a fuck what motherfucking state I'm in, bitch. No motherfucking bitch is going to motherfucking punk me. Whatever I say in New York, whatever I say in Philly, whatever I say in California, Chicago, whatever state I'm in, I'm going to continue to motherfucking say it, bitch. Because ain't a bitch going to do a motherfucking thing to me. I don't give a fuck what state I'm in, bitch. And that's when you know you have a bad bitch. Because bitches that pop shit in their own state really pop shit in another motherfucking state, bitch. I pop it wherever the fuck I go. So like I said, fellas, if y'all motherfucking niggas wanted me, Mistake, y'all could have had me, Mistake. Y'all niggas should have popped the fuck off, bitch. I mean, y'all got fucking nerve to sit here and want to talk shit. Because, bitch, I was talking shit when security was in between y'all, and I was standing right there, Mistake. And for y'all bitches to be really badass motherfucking bitches, like the fuck y'all say y'all are, Mistake, bitch, y'all should have tossed security to the side, and y'all should have came and got a piece, Mistake. Because, you see, I took my motherfucking 20 inches of hair, and I snatched it up in a ponytail. And I was waiting for any bitch that wanted to come my motherfucking way. So y'all bitches knew when I was asked to come outside the ball, so y'all should have been waiting. When I came outside the ball, it was empty and it was clear. And you really wanted me, fellas, you should have still been there waiting. Hold on, I have another phone call, honey. The next phone call is 843-5657. You're live on the air on the recap show. How you doing, caller?
What's up, Kelly? What's up, Nicole? What's up, Rodney? This is Tony.
Oh, Grandpa.
Hey, Tony.
All right, only reason I called them because my phone rang, like, so I got 6 calls today. And someone who ever asked Rodney that, Rodney did ask me that about Tim. Let me just get this straight out, and because I'm tired of people calling my phone about some Tim. The reason I chopped Tim was not because of me not seeing him legendary. On December the 3rd, we had a meeting inside Atlanta. Rodney was present. No one's supposed to have that status until we get status out 3 times a year. So we took everyone's status away that came after December 4th, the ones that Jack gave, the one that Selvin gave. I even got on your church a week and a half ago about Kaja. Nobody is no different. I don't care if that member was a Revlon. So it happened, Tim came out at the Icon Ball for Legendary Performance. Nobody chopped him. I was not there, but so it happened he came out for Legendary Performance at the Philly Awards Ball. So it happened I was judging. I'm not going to be fake. I'm not going to be phony. I chopped him because of the rule. Now, whatever happened after March when the Icons send the message out to all the houses about who you're thinking your house should be legendary. If Tim get voted yes in April, if Legendary Performance come up and he walk, I would give him a 10. But it was not that I don't see him. It was due to the fact of a rule. Wasn't you at that meeting, Rodney?
Yes.
Okay, and wasn't that a rule that no one gets status? And haven't I took people's status, came on here, I also apologized to people. I even took Kaja's status. I took everyone's status. Yeah, I was giving inside South Carolina. I did it for the Detroit, Ohio. Tim is no different. He got his status after December 4th. Tim, I'm right or wrong?
Correct.
Okay, so what's the problem? That's the reason why I chopped him. And I'm telling everyone, whoever listens, don't call my phone. I don't get into that reading section. I don't do all that reading. Don't call my phone asking me a goddamn thing. If y'all was at that meeting, y'all would know why. If y'all get on this show, a car show before, y'all would have known that. I have got on this show and took people's status from Selvin, Jack, Andre gave it. I know y'all cannot be that way. The American One Way. I did the same thing. Tim Malone is no different than anybody else. And he walked Legendary Performance when? At the Icon Ball, which was when? This year, what month? January, that comes after December. That's the reason why I did. I'm not going to be like everybody else that say that, oh, well, this and that, and then they judge the person and still give them change. Whatever comments people was making on Saturday, I don't give a damn about that. Y'all do what y'all got to do, and I'm going to do what I got to do. Because I'm not a fake motherfucker. I'm going to keep it real, and that's just how it is. So, Tim, if you're listening, it was no disrespect to you. I felt that the disrespect came from you even walking legendary performance at the Icon Ball when there was already rude and it was already said. So, if Rodney was at that Icon Ball and he allowed you to walk that, that's on Rodney. It was no disrespect to you. I felt that you disrespect one of the rules, and that's just how it went. So, therefore, if you walk after March and everybody voted him to be legendary, fine and well, I will give him a 10. I just want him to know that it was not about me not seeing you as being a legendary. I chopped you because that was a rule, and that's the end of that. But Rodney did say something to me, and Rodney, I mean, whoever asked Rodney that question, Rodney's not going to just go off on his dad. Me and Rodney's relationship is a father and son relationship. We might yell at each other, but Rodney's not going to step to me the wrong way because of the respect we have for each other. But Rodney did stop me. He asked me, and I turned around. I said, yes, that's why. And that was the end of that conversation. The other people that's calling me about Tim Tim, you're not even in his house. And that just showed me that the ballroom scene is so much power. So if you're not in his house, what the fuck are you worried about what I did to someone else that's not even inside your house? That's my friend. Okay. But if Tim Tim were the one, that means your friend is not going to a point towards your house. It's going to the point towards the house of Milan. Not true. So don't call my motherfucking phone. Don't call my phone. And Nicole and Kel, you know, I did go off on them too. Don't call my phone with that bullshit. And Nicole, Rodney, and Kelly, I don't get into all that reason. If I'm coming on this phone, I'm coming on the phone to say what I feel, and I'm going to hit the record straight. So Rodney, it was not about that. You already know why I did it, and then you probably didn't even think about that until I just said it. That's why I did it.
And there you got it, and you heard it. And he shouldn't have to explain himself anymore. We're done.
Okay. That was the legendary icon himself.
Tony Rodney. But let me tell you something. You want to say now, I mean, Rodney, did you forget about that?
My mind wasn't. It was just so much going on in that bar that my mind wasn't on it at that time.
What was going on at that bar? It was a bunch of jokes.
As far as moving, the categories along, as far as the judges, as far as, you know, everybody just being mad about something and not reading the flyer, as I was being, like, you know, being security, being the overseer for the house, just doing, you know, I wasn't just Milan, I was the ball, because, you know, you saw where I was, you saw what I was doing. You saw everything. You know, I had a lot going on.
But, Roddy, you do understand now, right? So you deliver.
Yes, I do.
Because they called, people called my phone. I started telling them, well, give me, because I would, if Tim would have called me on the phone, I wouldn't have got on the show. Like, because I told him, I said, Tim, that because me and Tim spoke before he even walked, you know. But if I knew Tim was going to walk, I would have told him that before he walked for it, he wouldn't be embarrassed. But I'm going to say this, Nicole and Kelly and Rodney. There's so many fake-ass people out there that it's pathetic. That is so pathetic because when Tim came out at, inside the Icon Ball, my phone rang like crazy. But then at the same time, my phone ringing, and they said, oh, Tim shouldn't be living. But y'all the same motherfuckers that just judged this man. Y'all just judged him. And people got so much shit to say, Nicole, from Saturday. Did you hear me go off when 7 of my members got shot by this one individual? I didn't say shit. I let it slide. I did not do anything. but let it
well, I mean, personally, for me, there was a lot of people chopped in there, James, had to get up on the panel when they started the whole chopping thing. But me personally, I think that the ball was really nice. I had fun at the ball. Although they had to push up the categories, they had to push them categories and jump them categories because I knew, like everybody else knew, that he had to be out that place and that they were going to cut them lights off. If everybody don't come to the ball and get there the time that he said it was, we had to go like that, or nobody wouldn't have got in nothing, and we would have had another situation on our hands. So the categories had to be pushed and moved because we had to be out of there.
I would have to say this about the time. If you're going to have a ball, a daytime ball, you have to be there at 1 o'clock. Got to be out of there at 1 o'clock. Let's be for real. That's not a good time. People was there. You know, it was a cool crowd. If you could get the venues, go back to how the balls used to be, open the doors at 6 a.m., and
right.
Then you don't have to worry about all that rushing and shit because the venue's going to stay open.
When you rush in, Grandpa, that's when you'll get confusion and things will start going on that people don't see. Like, wait, hold up. They just chopped this one. Wait, because they're trying to rush through these categories. So, and if the judges, and I think all judges need to be reading the flyers and everybody needs to be instructed the right way. So this one don't get up there and be confused and they say, oh, he don't have a coat, or this one don't have this one, and this one don't have. That should be discussed before they got up there and embarrassed themselves.
But we talking about head to toe openness. The way, I let a lot of people slide that night. But if you think about head to toe openness and inside the month of January, anyway, I let a runway kid go past. I think he was in Christina House. They had on white pants in January. Hello, don't wear white pants in January. We walk in runway. Then the head to toe openness. If you walk in head to toe openness in the month of January, head to toe, you're supposed to have on a coat. A lot of them did not have on a coat. A lot of them. So it was not one individual. You cannot give one individual 10 that don't have a coat on, and then the next 4 that you want to chop because they don't have on a coat. You know, head to toe openness is head to toe openness, and I have won that numerous times also. You should have on a coat. You should have on a watch. You should have on a bag. Yes, you should have on a hat. Glasses. Done. Hello. You know, if snow outside and you walk in head to toe openness with a suit, you walk in head to toe openness with a sweater. Okay. But hey, Kelly, and Kelly and Nicole and Rodney, I'm just Tony Revlon. All of them. But then as soon as I start chopping, everybody want to get upset. They're like, well, what are you doing? Bitch, I know what I'm doing. And honestly, no matter how much people think I'm mean, I'm a very fair judge. I chopped 2 of my own members Saturday. I even kicked out 10 members that was there Saturday. Kicked them out of my house, you know, and as long as people still like be about that friendship, no, y'all are friends outside the ballroom. Once the stars and statements is over, we are battling each other's house. It's no more friends. Like Rodney is my son. All right, Rodney, the ball started. Your house is there, my house is here. The best man wins. Once the ball is over, we talk about it.
Amen to that.
And then I'm going to say this, Kelly and Kelly and Nicole. Rodney, I felt some type of way with Rodney. But Rodney always called me after the ball. That means he felt some type of way with me chopping Tim-Tim. And if you felt some type of way, that was the wrong way of taking it. You know me, Rodney. We lived in the same house before. I'm not going to do something just out of shade. That's not me. I can fight somebody one day, they walk a ball, if they deserve to get 10, if they deserve to get my 10, I'm going to give it to them. Nicole know that, and I have done that plenty of times. I don't hold grudges. Never did and never will. You know, but Rodney, what you did, I felt that was kind of, I think that was kind of one. I'm not going to say it was a disrespect, but it was kind of one because you would have called me. It's not one ball that have me and you been at once the ball is over that I don't call you or you don't call me. But now I bet you understand why I did it, because you was at that meeting, and that's the reason why I did it. Nicole, congratulations on your win Saturday. Rodney, Kelly, I'll speak to you another day. Chatwoman, whoever else, I'll speak to you later.
If them Detroit area codes up there, girl, but they want you, nigga.
Maybe, I don't know. They was up there, but Tony started talking and told all the girls stop pressing one and thing. But if you're out there, you're on the phone line, and you definitely want to talk, definitely feel free to definitely press one, because we are here and we are live on the air, Mister. I'm gagging. I'm just gagging. Hold on. We have another caller, Nicole. 313-739. You're live on the air.
Uh-oh.
What's going on? 313-739. You're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air.
This is to Kelly. Kelly, I understand, because like, you chopping people, but when you...
I don't understand. You don't want to listen to this. Listen, this is what I don't understand. This is what I don't understand. And this is what we're not...
This is what I don't understand, Miss Thing. I'm not hanging up on you, caller, so hold on. I'm coming back to you. This is what I don't understand, Miss Thing, with these fellas, Miss Thing. None of these fellas had nothing to say at the function, Miss Thing. But now all these fellas want to be motherfucking radio show motherfucking gangsters, Miss Thing.
Well,
this is what I don't understand, Miss Thing.
Let me tell you something. Don't contradict yourself. They want to be radio gangsters, then let them be radio. Let them bitches say whatever they want, because you already know what it is. You already been in that. So you read everyone. Bitch, you let them bitches. You're not bothered that they're going to come up here and call you every second.
I know, bitch. I'm never bothered. But, fella, you're back on the air.
Oh my God, like, how are you? Who are you? Like, you not nobody. You a big ass wild receiver. You a fucking fat ass rule boy. And you was ready. If you were so ready, you would have swung. Like, you not a real lady.
From Detroit. Can I ask you a question? Is there anything specific? Is there anything specific that you would like to address the overall East Coast mother, Ms. Rahi, about, like, something? Is there anything specific?
Yeah, I thought you was at the Steelers game.
You a
fucking wide receiver.
All right, now hang up on her, because she doesn't have anything specific. She just wants to say how she felt about what she feels. If she didn't walk and she wasn't in the category, she has no comment.
All right, because I'm finished.
But you know what, Nicole? You know what? I'm not even gonna sit here. You know, they can all call in here. They can all read and say what they want. You know, he's still on the airwaves. You know, they can all read and call in here and say what they want. But at the end of the fucking day, bitch, and if you fish, bitch, I had motherfucking 6 kids when I was on the flight coming home. You ugly motherfucking bitch here.
Bacalao,
bitch. Honey, but like I said, Miss Tango, bitch, the bitches want to come in, the bitches want to get up on here, and they want to read, and they want to say all of these things, and but nobody had anything to say, Miss Tango. Y'all motherfuckers.
Like in Detroit? They didn't light you up in Detroit?
No,
like
Miss Tango, I had altercation. The only reading that happened in motherfucking Detroit, honey, was between Jasmine and myself, and Mother Penn Garvin and myself. All these other queens that's calling in here, Miss Thing. You know, they probably was little femme queens, Miss Thing, that looked like little boys, Miss Thing. But I chopped for realness, Miss Thing. And I guess they did. I guess they never been chopped, Miss Thing. Because, you know, when you have girlfriends and you have politics of girlfriends, Miss Thing, and your own state, Miss Thing, you don't get the truth, Miss Thing. And so for a bitch like me to come and give them the truth, Miss Thing, and Nicole, this is not for one person. This is not from two people. This is from several different people telling me at the end of the ball, coming up to the car with Cindy and Kelly, I'm glad you came out here and you chose these bitches, Miss Thing, that they not really real at all times of things, Miss Thing, because girls don't do that out here. They just let them through, Miss Thing. Well, not when I'm on the panel's fellow.
Ooh, who the fuck wants
and y'all see me, and I'm in the state, Miss Thing, bitch, y'all know I'm coming there. I'm either coming there to walk, bitch, or I'm coming there to motherfucking judge. So, bitch,
well,
you can't wait the category, bitch. We're going to get the politics out of it. Yes.
Kelly,
Kelly, I just got a text from Mother Alana Khan. She said just because they walk into moan shots doesn't mean that they're film queens.
They need to walk into moan shots, bitch. They need to walk into the Pentagon, bitch, and hold it. Think the whole Pentagon is full of moans. Bitch, and half of these fellas Miss Thing, and this is a shame, Nicole. Half of these fellas, Miss Thing, that I chopped, Miss Thing, Detroit and St. Motherfucking Louis is only a couple of hours away from motherfucking Detroit, bitch. And I never even seen these bitches travel to even one of those states, Miss Thing.
Wow, the Detroit Board was sad. I want to congratulate my whole house in the House of the Year and all the awards down there in Detroit. Thank you very much, the House of Corn. Thank you and love you very dearly, maybe.
Yes, House of the Year in another state once again goes to the House of Corn, honey. And I don't know if she's out there listening, and I don't know her name, Miss Thing, but that little girl in the House of Cards, Miss Thing, that Wolf Femme Queen Realness on Saturday, baby, you are motherfucking real, bitch. You are the epitome of motherfucking realness, bitch. You have no business, okay? And I don't know, Nicole maybe don't know her. Kool-Aid might know who she is, but any
I know
card representative
I know
Miss Thing.
My job,
oh, you don't know? Okay. Well, baby, you need to call her. You need to call her and let her know that she don't need to walk realness against those motherfucking fellas in Detroit, Miss Thing. She needs to take her show on the road, Miss Thing, because it ain't nothing that they talked to her on Saturday, but it ain't nothing that she has to prove to those fellas in motherfucking Detroit, because those fellas can't hold a candle to her. Stop walking against those boys, Miss Thing. You a woman walking against boys. Butch Queen up in drags, because that's what they look like.
Oh.
Bitch. You know, I'm mad, bitch, honey. Girl, please.
The Detroit was going to kick you, Miss Thing. They were going to tell you a new ass.
Oh, yeah, Detroit was at me, honey. Detroit was at me, honey. Hold on, y'all. We got to pay some bills. We're coming right back. Hold on.
Models, guest list. Just do your best, darling. La croix, sweetie. La croix. La croix, sweetie. La croix.
The House of Fish and LaCroix presents A Day in the Life of LaCroix. March 19th. Location, the Skateland of Richmond. 5512 Hall Street, Richmond, Virginia. Admission, $30 all night. Tables on sale for $200. Start time, 12 midnight. Your commentators for the evening, Jack Mizrahi, Jay Manila Blunt, and Kevin Prodigy. Your DJ, Vaughn Lalore. Pre-show featuring Raquel Lord Balenciaga and Sasha Sanchez Garcon performing. Legendary Femme Queen performance is now $500. All-American Runway has been added. Vogue Femme, $100. Butch Queen Teen Realness, $100. Femme Queen performance, $200. Butch Queen Sex Siren, $100 for each winner. Streetwear, $200. Female Figure Realness, $200. Best Dress House, $200. Labels, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $500. Legendary Runway, $500. Female Figure Face, $1,000. Best Dress, $1,500. Categories and host hotel information can be found at lavishlacroix.com. The House of Christian LaCroix, bringing you all a ball experience never seen before. LaCroix, sweetie. LaCroix.
Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011. Doors open at 3 p.m. Awards presentation begins at 5 p.m. Legend Statements and Stars begins at 6 p.m. This ball starts on time.
On time.
On time.
On time. Admission, $30 all night. Savings, $200. Seat 10 with refreshments. Mooresville National Guard Armory, 720 North Broad Street, Mooresville, North Carolina. Categories include grand prize, Butch Queen Sex Sidebar, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $1,500, mini grand prize number 1, Butch Queen Road Fence, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500, mini grand prize number 2, open to all foot and eyewear, 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $500, runway as a house, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all sneaker versus sneaker. 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Open to all old way versus new way. 2 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure, runway. 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $100. Female figure performance, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Female figure face, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $150. Big girl, triple threat, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Female figure realist, 2 trophies, 1 cash award, $100 each per trophy, plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen European runway, 3 trophies, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen realist with a twist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $300. Butch Queen face, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $200. Butch Queen schoolboy realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen pretty boy realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen executive realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. Butch Queen plug realist, 1 trophy, 1 cash award of $100 plus a $10 pop. The 3rd Annual North Carolina Awards Ball, Saturday, March 26, 2011.
I'll see you after the function.
You don't.
That's what they told Kelly.
To be alive.
That's what they told Kelly.
I put in an extra hour ago. I don't know how it's going to be. Nicole, is Ayala yesterday?
Your phone is messed up.
Oh, hold on. Can you hear me now?
Wait, it's static. It's going. It's coming. The static is going and coming. Coming.
Hold on. Let me get another phone. Hold on. I don't know how this extra. Hello. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, but the
girl. Oh, I don't know where that static comes from. It's not me. But I don't know how this extra hour is going to work. I don't know if everybody has to hang up and call back in, but I definitely did sit in for an extra hour. Because, you know, maybe some other girls have some things that they have to say, honey. And, but, you know, I wasn't here on time, honey, but I did try to sit in for an extra hour. So if it doesn't go straight into the extra hour and everybody got to hang up and call back in, I think y'all might have to hang up and call back in. But if it don't come on, baby, because I only did an hour ago, maybe we'll definitely go to finish. We're definitely going to finish the topic tomorrow if the extra hour don't move back up, honey. Because, honey, I got a lot of shit that I want to say, honey, bitch. Honey, and we are here. Hold on. Let me see.
That static is forming my pussy. There we go.
Let me see how this
It's back.
Hold on. Where's the static coming from?
Right.
Hold on. Okay, hold on. Everybody has to hang up and call back in.
Okay.